Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Skiing is big business in Utah. The state's geography allows for a light, fluffy powder that tends to dump hard on the west side of the mountains. But warming winter temps and little to no snowfall can ruin an entire season of tourism for the slopes. As climate change threatened winter seasons, ski resorts began to look for ways to ensure their slopes could continue to get the greatest snow on Earth. Fortunately for ski bums, the adoption of snowmaking technology in the late 20th century allowed Utah resorts to make their own snow and save their ski season in the process. Iron County's Brian Head Resort took their artificial snow production seriously after struggling with unpredictable winter seasons. The small resort opened in 1965, hoping to take advantage of the rising popularity of skiing by developing a winter tourist economy. However, the average snowfall for the region consistently underperformed resorts in northern Utah. Facing warmer winters, the resort decided to invest in snowmaking equipment in the early 1990s. Artificial snow is made by combining water and compressed air, which is then sprayed out of a tube called a snow gun. 1 cubic meter of man-made snow requires over 100 gallons of water. Imagine how many thousands of gallons are required for just one slope of snow. The thick layer of fake snow is no match for natural fluffy powder, but snow from a cannon is more predictable. Snowmaking ensures a reliable beginning to the tourist season and more money for the resort towns. Brian Head wasn't Utah's only resort to embrace artificial snow. By 1990, Park City had a snowmaking system capable of covering 400 acres, making fake snow essential to the success of their ski season. As climate change threatens the future of Utah winters, some experts are questioning the toll that fake snow takes on the environment, namely water use during drought years. Regardless, the demand remains, and resorts continue to invest heavily in snow guns and other equipment to supplement nature's bounty. With more fake snow on the slopes each year, does Utah still have the greatest snow on Earth? Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.